USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian appears to be on a collision course with the Carolinas. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is urging people to head out, saying it's not worth putting your life or the life of first responders at risk. Charleston, South Carolina Mayor John Tecklenburg says the dangerous storm poses a triple threat.
It is starting to whip up. We're expecting a real high tide tonight. Our biggest concern is that combination of heavy rain and high tide and storm surge all at the same time, which can bring water right into our city.
The first mainland death linked to the hurricane has happened in North Carolina when an 85-year-old man fell to his death while preparing his home for the storm. In the Bahamas, at least 20 deaths have been linked to Dorian. Video shows the Grand Bahama Airport in Freeport has been completely destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong now have something to celebrate. And USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has fully withdrawn an extradition bill that had set off 3 months of violent protests in the streets and at the Hong Kong airport. She announced the withdrawal in a video statement released early Wednesday.
Our foremost priority now is to end violence, to safeguard the rule of law, and to restore order and safety in society.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looks like it's another roller coaster week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 237 points, the S&P 500 up 31, and the NASDAQ Composite up 102 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The mayor of New York is under fire for not showing up to work. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
New records out show that New York City mayor and 2020 presidential hopeful Democrat Bill de Blasio spent a mere 7 hours, that's less than one full work day, at City Hall during the month of May when he launched his bid for the White House. Republican State Assemblyman from New York Mike LaPetri is no fan of the mayor.
Right now what you're seeing is someone who, frankly, is no-show de Blasio. I mean, to be quite frank, it's actually better, in my opinion, because the less he's in New York, the less damage he does to the city.
Then why are you complaining? Keep him in Iowa and New Hampshire.
At the same time, you know, we actually care about our dignity, and it's embarrassment right now for New York State, New York City. What's happening, what you're seeing is in New York City, while he's gone, homelessness is rampant, criminals are emboldened, police are disrespected, but quite honestly, I'm shocked he even logged that many hours at City Hall.
LaPetri was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Los Angeles County Fire and Rescue has released a 911 call detailing the circumstances of comedian Kevin Hart's car crash. He was seriously hurt when his muscle car flipped on a Southern California roadway.
The roof is a crushed and the car is pretty totaled. The door smashed in.
Hart was a passenger in a 1970 Plymouth Barracuda that went off Mulholland Highway and rolled down an embankment early on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.